It means to give God your full attention. To give God your full attention. And to worship Him with your spirit to the extent that He has your affections. And you pour out your spirit to Him. Remember, God is a spirit. If you're going to minister to the Lord, you cannot minister to Him from your mind. Because God is a spirit. If He's going to receive your ministration, it has to come out of your spirit. So whether your ministering is in songs, it must be those words that are coming out of your spirit. So it's not just keeping up appearance and making the time flow. No, but it's real interaction with God. It's your spirit mingling with His spirit. Word for word, thought for thought, feeling for feeling, affection for affection. That's what ministering to the Lord is. You know, you've been there at times where you have a colleague of yours that probably something very traumatic has happened, and then you go over to them and then you just hug them and you say nothing. And you say nothing at all. And you find after maybe 5 minutes of that long hug, the person says, thank you. You didn't say anything, but you ministered to that person. That is what ministering to the Lord is. When you can mingle and relate with Him. And this is why ministering to the Lord, it means in a worship session like the way we are praising God a few minutes ago, was your mind on God. Because if your mind is not on God, it doesn't matter the words. Because you can know the words from your mind. You can know them from your mind. You know the words. But are they coming out of your spirit? Are you hearing me? Are they coming out of your spirit? You can't be, for example, maybe you are leading us from here. Or even you are singing. You can't be singing and telling God there's no God greater than you, and you're looking around. It just doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up. Because such sacred, deep words will make you to be in a realm of thoughtfulness. Because when you are saying no God greater than you, there must be a comparison somewhere. Otherwise, your words are empty. Are you getting me? Yeah, your words are empty.
You have just heard a message produced by the God Life Church Media. For more messages by Pastor Sotama Palo, visit thegodlifechurch.org or contact us on 0973-744-445. 0973-744-445. Remember to tune in every Tuesday at 17:30 hours on One Love Radio. God bless you.
We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Proclaiming God's great love to the nations. This is One Love Radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Mwansa Bombwe holds final DDCC meeting as DC edges compliance with newly enacted law. Chilanga aspiring member of parliament donates 500 bags of mealmeal. And in international news, NGO fear Israel registration rules risk collapse of Gaza AIDS operation. And in sports news, Patson fit and available as Chipolopolo records clean bill of health. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Mwanza-Wambwe District has today held its final District Development Coordinating Committee DDCC meeting for the 2025, with the District Commissioner calling on both public officers and members of the community to familiarize themselves with the newly enacted laws as part of the country's governance framework. Speaking during the meeting, DDCC Chairperson and Mwanza-Wambwe District Commissioner Ivo Mpasa emphasized that it is imperative for all citizens to read, understand and uphold the amended law, noting that adherence to its provision is critical to effective governance and national development. Mr. Mpasa made the remarks during the last DDCC meeting of 2025, which also marked the adoption of the 2026 DDC calendar. Meanwhile, Mwanza-Wambwe Town Council Chairperson Mr. Tero Chungu called for sustainable collaboration among DDCC subcommittee members to enhance development in the district. Mr. Chungu has also urged the various subcommittees to remain committed to their respective mandates and continue delivering positive results for the benefits of the district. He further reiterated that government remains committed to actualizing development in Mwanza-Wambwe district through coordinated efforts of DDCC and its functional subcommittees. Chilanga aspiring member of parliament Sam Havenzu has donated 500 bags of mealy-meal in support of the United Party for National Development UPND. Chawama aspiring member of parliament Morgan Munda, as the ruling party, intensifies its campaign efforts in their constituents. Mr. Havenzu says the donation is meant to boost the moral and welfare of UPND party members and foot soldiers who are actively engaged in grassroots mobilization across Chawama ahead of the forthcoming parliamentary by-elections. He notes that the effective campaigns requires not only strong messages but also a tangible support for party structures on the ground, adding that the foot soldiers play a critical role in reaching communities and ensuring voter engagement. Meanwhile, Morgan Munda, when receiving the donation, he expressed gratitude to Mr. Havenzu for what he described as a timely and meaningful gesture. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRep, has congratulated the Ministry of Health on the appointment of the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supply Agency, ZAMSA, Board of Directors, describing the move as a major milestone in strengthening governance at the institution. MedRep Executive Director Yoka Lyoka noted that ZAMSA has operated for a prolonged period without a substantive board, a situation that weakens institutional oversight and accountability. Mr. Lyoka welcomed the long-awaited appointment, stating that the establishment of the board aligns with good governance principles and fulfills a key requirement under the ZAMSA Act of Parliament, which mandates the agents operate under the supervision of an independent board of directors.
And I think that we are excited as MedRep to see that finally the ministry has been able to appoint a board of directors to the institution. This is very important to the running and governance of the institution. As you know, it fulfills one of the cardinal issues of governance, so that the institution, as provided for by the Act of Parliament, does of course have a board of directors that provides oversight over the running of the affairs of the institution. We thank the ministry for having considered this matter in the affirmative, so that now the ministry will have an opportunity to take the correct path.
Lwapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinama Kangwa says the completion of the Mansa Airport upgrade project will significantly enhance air connectivity and accelerate socio-economic development in the province. Mrs. Chinama Kangwa said this when the Zambia Airport Corporation Mansa Airport Manager Divyas Kamalata called on her at her office in Mansa this morning. She noted that the airport project, which commenced in July this year and it is expected to be completed within 17 months, has so far reached 27% completion against a 30% target for 2025, describing the progress as encouraging. The Permanent Secretary thanked Zambia Airport Corporation for recognizing the contribution of the provincial administration in the management and running of Lwapula's only airport and emphasized the need for speed completion of the project. The Zambia Institute of Chartered Accounts, ZICA, says the 2024 money laundering and terrorism threats released on the 23rd of July 2025 by the Financial Intelligence Center